Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Felix Macioas. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Grace. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra takes first base on ball four. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grace moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grace moves to third. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grace scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grace who is chasing the ball. Boudreaux reaches third base with a triple. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreaux scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Feller. Pretty moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. One out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Hitchcock scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Senators. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 0-for-1 in the game. Macchioz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis is called out on strikes. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Spence moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spence moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-0 in the game. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Boudreau. Hefner moves to second. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ciaret. Spence reaches second base with a double. Hefner scores. Lewis moves to third. It's 4-1, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon is walked intentionally. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Lewis scores. Spence moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Feller, and towards Boudreau, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case takes first base on ball 4. Felix Macchioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioas is 0-for-2 in the game. Macchioas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence who is chasing the ball. Macchioas reaches third base with a triple. Case goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Senators. Pat Ciaret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciaret is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ciaret hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Macchioas scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-3, Senators. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Fleming moves to second. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Ross moves to second. It's 5-4, Senators. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock strikes out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into right field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hefner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Early and he is out, pretty applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Grace hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Lewis moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Macchioz hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sierra hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ross hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field. Grace picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Grace. Meyer moves to second. Gene Woodling pinch runs for Dutch Meyer. Ken Keltner pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woodling moves to third. Allie Reynolds pinch runs for Ken Keltner. Heinz Becker pinch hits for Bob Feller. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Steve Grimek pinch runs for Heinz Becker. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.